6'7" senior. Mary Luker, a 5'8" junior. Emily Krebs is a 5'5" senior. Rachel Wurtenberger, a 5'11" senior. And then Hallie Scobie, a 5'8" junior. Nate Bowman is the head coach for the Blue Jays, third season as the head coach. So again, Dorn, Luker, Krebs, Wurtenberger, and Scobie. For the Thunder of Nemaha Central, currently ranked number 8 in Class 3A, according to the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association, they'll go like this. Mackenzie Henry is a 5'6 senior. Taryn Gamstrom, a 5'4 senior. Ella Larkin is a 5'8 junior. Their top dog is Addie Holthaus, 5'10 junior. And then Cassidy Rethman, a 5'11 senior. So for Haddon Hilchin, in his 12th season at the helm, it's Henry, Gamstrom, Larkin, Holthaus, and Rethman. Dark blue uniforms for Sabetha, white numerals and lettering, home white uniforms for the Thunder. They got the mixed combo here, Logan. I was going with you here through the beginning of the game about the color scheme and how I've always liked the Thunder color scheme. Little purple, little turquoise, whatever you want to call it, light blue, and then the home white uniforms. But should have a couple good ball games here tonight.
Yeah, and especially in this first game, both girls' teams are kind of down this year compared, you know, to what we normally see every single season. And the thing that's really nice about these two, this is a huge rivalry. Possibly, you know, we were talking about it, this is possibly the biggest rivalry in the Big 7 League between these two schools.
Yeah, when you look at it, I mean, rivalries at any level, whether it's high school, college, professional ranks, I mean, you seem to tend to always wipe records out the window when you get into these rivalry games. You know, the Blue Jays coming into this one at 1-4, a little down. They lost their last time out to Jeff West, and then the Thunder for Nemaha Central lost back-to-back games in the early portions of the season for the first time since 18-19, so something they're not used to, but they're 3-2, and we are now officially underway. Thanks for tuning in. Whether you got a stream online or here at 92.1 KMZA, we are off and running. Double dip, Big 7 rivalry basketball here tonight. 10 seconds in, no score. Nemaha Central with the basketball. Top of the key, Gamstrom wants to swing it right to Henry. Zone defense right now for Sabetha. Right now, you got a skip pass here to the left side on the wing. Short corner. It goes to Henry. Backing out. Now wants to go back to the right corner. Gamstrom sets up for three. That one is short. Tipped in the air. And the rebound chased down by Sabetha. That was brought down by Emily Krebs. First possession for Sabetha. No score. Just over 30 seconds into the game. Sabetha last time out lost 45-24 against Jefferson West. They are last in the Big 7 right now in points per game at just 34.2 points per game. Certainly something they've worked on in the holiday practices, trying to get the offense a little more finely tuned. And right now the Thunder, good defense here to start. Sabetha, a little miscommunication offensively. They don't got much going here, and there's a near 5 count, but they get the ball back to Krebs, and they will reset here. And you see the straight-up man-to-man defense for the Thunder. Kicked into the left corner. That's Luker for three. That one's no good. Left it short, and a rebound pulled away by Rethman. So two opportunities, one for each side, and still zeros on the board over 90 seconds in. So we saw Nemaha Central with the zone defense, or the man-to-man defense. Sabetha sitting in a 2-3 zone right now to start. Still looking for our first points of the game. Ella Larkin left side. Gets it to Gamstrom on the right wing. They want Rethman. Good little entry pass to the short corner right. Now back here to the left wing. Here's a long three. Might have been partially tipped, and that's an air ball that goes out of bounds. It was not tipped, and it goes back to Sabetha. So nearly 2 minutes in, no score. Both of these teams still trying to find their rhythm offensively, and rightfully so. It's been a few weeks since these teams played. Of course, during the holiday break, had some time off, and a lot of the teams in the area getting back to it to start 2022 here tonight. A near steal. There's a nice drive and kick into the corner. They want to go inside. That's Wurtenberger. Nice turnaround shot, and that one drops. Rachel Wurtenberger, the 5'11 senior. First points of the game. Sabetha off to a 2-0 lead. Here's Larkin. They want to go inside to Rethman. She's quickly doubled. Kicks it back to Larkin. Out top of the key, it's Mackenzie Henry. Henry averaging 5 points per game. Solid distributor of the basketball. Kicks it right there to Larkin. They want to go inside. Nice pass here to Rethman. Shot up, no good. And tipped, and able to pull it down is Holthaus, and then keep it alive. That's one thing I've seen in a lot of these Nemaha Central games, second chance opportunities. And you got one of the best rebounders in the league in Addie Holthaus, who's averaging over 7 per game. Right there, a turnover as Sabetha comes away with a steal. And they're back off and running the other way from left to right with a 2-0 lead coming up on 3 minutes in. Understanding the man-to-man defense, Krebs wants to drive, a right corner three on the way, off the rim, no good. Mackenzie Henry with a backside rebound. They want to push the tempo. They get it up to Ganstrom, left side on the wing. Working towards the corner, now back to Henry. Rethman works it right side. Ella Larkin. Not much of a scorer is the 5'8 junior Larkin, but she leads the team, averaging nearly 9 rebounds per game. They want to go inside to Holtow. She'll turn, fire, gets a nice kind touch off the back of the iron, and drops through. Leading scorer for the Thunder, Addie Holthouse, ties it up at 2, 4:28 to go in the first quarter. So now they extend this man-to-man defense. Now they put a little pressure here in the half court. Sabetha breaks it. Here's a stop and pop from 15. It's an air ball, and it's ripped away by Ganstrom. And now she wants to turn and run the other way from right to left. Ganstrom wants to go coast to coast, took a little contact, and drew the foul, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. A 2-2 ball game, 4:11 left in this opening quarter. Ganstrom to the line to shoot a pair. Ganstrom actually in the top seven, in the big seven in terms of free throw percentage. And right when I say that, she's off on the first. Now 10 of 17 from the line, just over 60%. Madison Lorcher checks into the game for Nemaha Central. We saw her in their last game against Royal Valley, and she was a nice spark off the bench with 7 points, and she checks in halfway through the opening frame. So an 0-for-2 trip there for Ganstrom. We're still tied at 2 coming up on the halfway point in the first quarter. They want to get it up the floor with Lukert. Lukert's pass deflected inside out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Jays with 4:02 to go first quarter and a 2-2 tie. Nemaha Central defensively, very stout, giving up under 36 points per game. They want to go inside. It's Wurtenberger again. Nice kick to the short corner. They get it back out to Dorn, who's open for three, and knocked it down. Jaden Dorn, the 5'7 senior, knocks in the first three of the game. And that's a 3-point lead now for Sabetha, 5-2. We're at 3:45 left opening quarter. Ganstrom, head fakes in the corner. Now gets it back to Henry. So Sabetha continuing the zone defense look here in the first quarter. The 2-3 variety. Perimeter passing here. Ganstrom gets it off to Lorcher in the left corner. That was Larkin. Now Lorcher gets it top of the key, kicks it to Ganstrom, swings it back here. They want to go inside the Holthaus, has it tipped away, and a steal. Sabetha doing a nice job of getting a couple of bodies on Holthaus inside, and they forced a couple of early turnovers in this game. They have a 5-2 lead with the ball, 3:07 to go first quarter. And there's Holthaus deflecting a pass into the backcourt, and she's going to come away with a steal. She'll spin on a defender, puts up a shot, no good, battles for her own miss, and she'll get it and put it up and in. So all four for Addie Holthaus, and the Sabetha lead is 1-5-4, 2:50 and counting first quarter, and we get a whistle and a foul on the floor. It's Allie Scobie, that's her first, and the first against the Jays. So Holthaus. So Sabetha with the basketball and a 5-4 lead, 2:44 left first quarter. Here's Krebs with it. They want to go into the corner with Dorn. Knocked down a three just moments ago. Right side to Lukert. Lukert averaging 12.5 points per game. She slithers into the lane and missed a tough shot and the rebound for Holthaus. Holthaus bounces to Lorcher. They want to go inside to Rethman. Turns, lays it up and in with the left hand. Nice post entry and a nice easy bucket on the block by Cassidy Rethman, the 5'11 senior. Nemaha Central takes the lead at 6-5. Another whistle and another foul. Mackenzie Henry picks up the foul. That's her first, team foul number two. They extend the defense out. 6-5, Nemaha Central. First of two games tonight here on 92.1 and the Sabetha Channel. Appreciate everyone for tuning in here tonight. Here's Dorn, thought about a three. Nice little drive. Good kick in the lane and an easy bucket inside by Jessica Gruber, who has checked into the game. The 5'9 junior, 7'6. Sabetha back in front. Holthaus with a smooth turnaround J, and she knocks it down. She's got six. And Nemaha Central back in front, 8-7, under a minute 50 to go here in the first. Good pace here in the first quarter. There's a pass that gets launched into the Nemaha Central bench and a turnover by Sabetha. There's second of the game. Rachel Wurtenberger is going to check back in, replacing Scobie. So at a minute 41 left to go in this first quarter, Nemaha Central with it and an 8-7 lead. Top of the key to Henry. No hesitation. She'll fire a three. Nearly banked it in. No good. And a rebound brought down by Mary Lukert. Or Sabetha. She'll bring it up the floor herself. Right down the pipe from left to right. Kicks it right corner to Dorn. Right back to Lukert. They reverse the basketball to Krebs, who backs it out slowly. Waist-high dribbles with the right hand. Now working her way to the right wing. Thunder continuing the man-to-man defense. There's a nice drive by Krebs. Took it all the way. Her shot's no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and we get a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with the Jays. Good job inside there by Gruber, who just checked in. So Ella Larkin back into the game, replacing Holthaus. So Holthaus, a great start, 6 points and three rebounds in the first quarter. 8-7, Nemaha Central, coming up on the final 60 seconds here in the first. Hand down, man down. There's a three. That one is short. Battle for the rebound. We're going to get another jump ball. Possession arrow will give this one back to the Thunder. That missed three by Lukert. Sabetha came in 1-4. That one went against Riverside back on December 14th. The Thunder currently still ranked number 8 in Class 3A this week. They are 3-2, coming off a win right before the break at Royal Valley. They won that one 35-25. Sabetha comes away with a steal in the backcourt. And I think we're going to get a whistle and a travel call inside. So a turnover by Sabetha. So they trade turnovers. Nemaha Central getting it back. 49 seconds left here in the first. 8-7 Thunder. So now Sabetha showing pressure in the full court. And the Thunder having a tough time now working against the extended defense here by Sabetha. 48.5 seconds now left here in the first. So Henry to throw it in. Sabetha doing a great job making things difficult here. They nearly force another turnover, but Larkin able to scramble that one away and get it back to Henry, and she'll walk it across the timeline as the Sabetha defense kind of trails back. They stay in that 2-3. 36 seconds remaining here in the first. 8-7 Nemaha Central. See if they want to play for the final shot. Mackenzie Henry directing traffic, pointing with the right hand, dribbling with the left, wanting a ball screen from Larkin. Now kicks it to Lorcher, right wing for three. That one's no good. Offensive rebound, though, brought down by Larkin. She puts it back up and in. Ella Larkin makes it 10-7, Nemaha Central. 12 seconds to go here in the first. Can Sabetha respond? Here's Krebs, kicks it. There's an elbow jump shot that's short, no good. Cassidy Rethman the rebound, just 4 seconds to go. Here comes Mackenzie Henry, 2 seconds. Can they get a shot up in time? Gantstrom, it's good, and nearly knocked it in from deep. So a good pace here in the first quarter. 10-7, Nemaha Central with a 3-point lead. Thanks for tuning in. We'll step aside, take a break, and we're back with the second quarter in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert and Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
KMZA.
Good pace in the first quarter of our first contest here tonight. The girls' game, Sabetha and Nemaha Central. Thunder with a 3-point lead, 10-7 as we start the second quarter. Thanks for tuning in. Brandon Salmon, Logan Bitterman, Brian Hurt with you tonight on the broadcast. That one's hit out of bounds. It'll stay with Sabetha, opening up the second quarter with the possession. It's Luker to toss it in, gets it off to Krebs, just in front of the midcourt stripe. Wants to get a high ball screen there by Gruber. Now kicks it into the left corner. That's Dorn. Dribbles out of some trouble. Gruber right side. They want to go inside. Good entry pass and a little bit of contact, no call, and then a rebound brought down by Ganstrom. Here comes Ganstrom up the floor. Three-point Nemaha Central lead, just getting going in the second quarter. Rethman inside, quickly doubled, gets it back to Lorcher. Now Holthaus, who's back into the game. Good first quarter for her, 6 points and three rebounds. There's Rethman at the elbow. They want to go over the top inside. Beautiful feed, but the missed shot there by Holthaus. Probably wants that one back, and she'll keep the possession with the jump ball. But had a great look at the rim and just missed. The Thunder get another opportunity as Ganstrom is set to throw it in. Gets it off to Holthaus at the elbow. Holds it high. Back to Ganstrom on the right wing. Gets the ball screen there. Not much with it. Wants to curl in the lane. Stops at the free throw line. Works its way to Larkin. Wants to drive baseline. She's cut off. Good defense by Sabetha. Lorcher for three. That one no good. And a rebound for Sabetha. That one brought down by Lukert. Her second rebound here in the first half. Brings it up the floor herself. Steps it up to Dorn. Top of the key. Bouncing it to Scobie. The free throw line turns. And a wing pass right. Now here's a baseline drive and a difficult shot that's going to rattle up and in by Mary Lukert. And that's her first bucket. And it's a one-point Nemaha Central lead, 10-9, 6.5 minutes to go until halftime. And that one off the knee of Lorcher and into the hands of Gruber. And a turnover there by Nemaha Central. They're fourth here in the first half. So it's Sabetha with the ball. Chance to take the lead down one, 10-9, early portions of the second quarter. Here's Scobie, right side to Lukert. Lukert puts it on the dribble baseline, cut off by Holthaus. She'll step back for three, left it short, and out of bounds it goes. Touching the top of the backboard, out of play. Mackenzie Henry back in for Nemaha Central. And McKenna Haberkamp is into the game now for Sabetha, the 5'8 junior. Seeing her first action of tonight's rivalry game. These two played three very good games last season. Sabetha, of course, made it all the way to the 3A title game at the state tournament. Finished runner-up. There's a drive by Rethman. She'll earn a trip to the free throw line. The foul's on Scobie. That is her first, second team foul. So Rethman will go to the line to shoot two. She is a 33% free throw shooter on the year. Now 4 of 13 out after that miss. Wurtenberger back into the game, replacing Gruber for Sabetha. One thing the Thunder want to work on is free throw shooting. They have struggled at the line, just 43% so far this year. Rethman goes 1 for 2, and it's 11-9. And we get a stoppage of play for a player to tie her shoes here. But I was just mentioning these two teams playing three great games last year. Both games were very close in the regular season, 36-33, 41-31. They split, and then, of course, the sub-state title game goes into double overtime. Sabetha comes away with the win. And, again, the story's written there, making it all the way to this state championship game, losing to undefeated Cheney and finishing runner-up in Class 3A. But they lost a lot of talent off that team, a couple of all-state players, and just trying to build it back up to where it was a year ago. And Sabetha right now playing well with a ranked team. It's 11-9. They're down two, 5 minutes and change left here until halftime. Thunder changing things up defensively a little bit. They get it back here to Haberkamp, who just checked in, top of the key. Now they want to go to Jaden Dorn, the 5'7 senior, curls into the lane, had it knocked away. Good hands there by Mackenzie Henry to strip that one away. And a turnover for Sabetha. Here's Ella Larkin, gets it to Rethman, top of the key. Not a threat to shoot the three. Henry, though, can shoot in the corner. Head back it out to Lorcher, top of the key. Curls to the right, now kicks it back to Larkin, top of the key. Rethman in the middle of the zone, trying to find those soft spots, and they want Holthaus inside, a little high-low action. We've seen it a couple of times already. As they leave Henry open for three, this one is a little bit strong, but Lorcher gets the rebound. That one is no good, and then Holthaus is able to corral a rebound as well. So not just a second, but now a third opportunity this possession for the Thunder with a two-point lead. And Haddon Hilchin, the Nemaha Central head coach, has seen enough. He will take a timeout. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 4:23 left until halftime. Nemaha Central with a 11-9 lead over Sabetha in this rivalry game. I mean, you have a better understanding than me about the games last season. Again, as we mentioned, they split in the regular season. They meet in the sub-state championship. Obviously a double overtime thriller, and Sabetha able to get the win.
Yeah, and you think about, you know, when you have great teams, you expect a lot of scoring. Not in this rivalry, especially on the girls' game. It's always low scoring and usually really close games. Especially that overtime game, or double overtime game for the sub-state title game. You know, a lot of people are going to remember that one just for the simple fact it was tied, went in the first overtime, Nemo Central started with the ball, they held it the entire time.
Yeah.
With the last several seconds, missed the shot, we go to double overtime, they get the ball to start again, and they do the exact same thing. So, you know, that time, though, they left enough time, Spetha was able to take it back the other way and get a couple, get a good shot, and they essentially won it. But, man, these two teams, it's always great games when they match up.
Yeah, these two combined for a 44-5 record last season between these two. Spetha 23-3, Nemaha Central 21-2. So the history of the Thunder, no doubt. They have won four straight Big 7 league titles, trying to make it five. They are currently 2-1 in the league. As right now, Hiawatha is the lone undefeated team as Nemaha Central turns it over, and Sabetha's going to give it right back to them. We've seen that a couple of times. These two teams exchange turnovers back-to-back, so the Thunder getting it back.
Maybe we can meet
right
up again.
At 3:49 to go in this first half, 11-9 the score. It was 10-7, Nemaha Central after one. So, again, limited scoring, just two fouls on each side. So pretty good pace here in the first quarter.
Yeah. And it's weird, Brandon, typically, you know, on the especially on the girls' side the last couple of years, it's been Nemaha and Spetha right up there for the number one and number two in the league. Nemaha Central's in third, but, you know, they're not up there for the top two spots. It's a little bit strange, at least right now, to start the season.
Yeah, standings right now for both. And right now, Hiawatha 3-0 in league play. Jeff West is 3-1, maybe a little bit of a surprise start for Jeff West. And then you got Nemaha Central right there at 2-1. And, of course, Spetha right now 1-2 in league play. As we had a three-second call in the lane just moments ago. So Nemaha Central turning it over. And then right when I say turnover, it goes right back as it was lost off the hip by Krebs and into the backcourt. So Nemaha Central getting it back. So both these teams struggling a little bit more offensively in terms of ball possession. 11-9, Thunder with it and the two-point lead. We got three and change to go here until halftime. Game tonight, of course, brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Spetha is staying in the zone defense. Holthaus steps in, short corner right, knocks in a 10-footer. So Addie Holthaus leading all scorers with eight, and this is the largest lead of the game. It's 4-13-9, Nemaha Central, 2:50 to go until halftime. Lexi Hayden has checked into the game for Spetha, getting a touch there. Now they want to go to Krebs, who had a steam drive down the middle, kicks it into the left corner to Lukert. Lukert kicks it back out, now it finds Wurtenberger at the free throw line. Wants to curl to the elbow, and kicks it to the top to Hayden, who drives and kicks it into the left corner for Krebs. Krebs, a little hesitation dribble, now gets it to Wurtenberger for a long two, left it short, no good. Rebound for Ella Larkin, her second of the first half. And here comes Nemaha Central with a four-point lead. Here's a stop and pop by Ganstra. Missed everything. Backside rebound, though, taken away by Scobie. Spetha down four, 13-9. Just over 2 minutes to go until halftime here from Nemaha Central High School. Good crowd on hand. Expect more to kind of gather in as we get set for a very good boys game tonight. Get a whistle and a foul away from the ball. They get this one on Marley Lutz, who saw a quick minute or two, and she's back to the bench as Rethman checks back in. Minute 57 to go here in the second quarter, 13-9, Nemaha Central. These games last year were fairly low scoring, too. That's kind of what we're seeing in the early portions of this one. There's a turnaround shot missed by Wurtenberger, and the rebound for Ella Larkin. Go for a long Hail Mary pass up the floor to Holthaus, but little too much mustard on it, off the fingertips and out of play, and it's back to Spetha with 1:45 left until the half. So now seven turnovers for Nemaha Central came into tonight's game, averaging just under 17 turnovers per game. Definitely a number head coach Haddon Hilchin wants to bring down. And obviously these games right after the break, fairly tough. You get the time off, and obviously you get plenty of time to practice, but certainly game speed is a lot more different than that practice speed, so sometimes you tend to see some struggles by teams early on in the new year portion of the schedule. There's a step in Jay, a shot no good, missed there by Wurtenberger, and a rebound again to Ella Larkin. Ella Larkin doing what she does best, and that's rebound. 8.6 rebounds per game. Leads the team and one of the best in the Big 7. She is second in the Big 7 in defensive rebounds per game. They want to go inside to Holthaus. A little touch and a little foul. Believe this is going to be on Wartenberger. And it is. That is her first. Team foul number 3. We got just 66 seconds remaining until halftime. 13-9 is the score. So we've seen just 5 total points in the second quarter. Henry for 3. That one too strong. They set it up for her in the corner. And then Larkin comes away with another rebound. This one of the offensive fashion. And I think she might have earned a trip to the free throw line trying to put that one up and in.
Yes, that's as far as the defense, trying to get rebounds, they're just not getting the box out. And Nemaw Central's is finding the gaps and getting there and getting the rebounds.
Ella Larkin, so good, averaging 5 points as well as the 8.5 rebounds per game. And knocks in the free throw. Now 4 for 10 from the free throw line after that make this season, 40%. 14-9, the 5-point lead, largest lead. She'll try to build on that with her second free throw. That one up and good as well. That one was pure. And Larkin now with 4 points. And it's 15-9. Nemaha Central. Final 55 seconds here in the second quarter. Thunder showing some pressure. Lukert, a nice drive. Good. Backside pass on the block. And the 2 is good by Jessica Gruber, who has 4 points off the bench. And that's the lead for the Thunder. 15-11 with 41 seconds to go here until halftime. Here's Rethman. Gantstrom works it around the wing. They get it to Larkin. Nice entry pass. Holthaus left block and then a whistle. We're going to get a jump ball. Good defense from behind. I believe that was Hayden who got a couple of paws on it to cause the jump ball. And Sabetha gets it back, forcing the turnover underneath. See if the Blue Jays want to take the final 30 seconds off and get the last shot. Thunder are going to make it difficult, showing pressure here in the half court. Lukert. So that was Krebs working around Holthaus, and then finally gets it off to Dorn. Top of the key to Wartenberger. 17 seconds to go. Top of the key to Dorn. Left side to Krebs. Down to 10 seconds to go. Fans shouting it down. Down to 5. A deep 3. That one too strong. And a battle for the rebound brought down by Rethman. She turns and will face the other way. And that'll end a fairly quick moving first half here tonight in our girls' contest through 16 minutes. It is Nemaha Central 15, Sabetha 11. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. Again, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Girls game at the half, 15-11, Nemaha Central by 4. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get out of town. For automotive repairs? Yes. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires is more than tires. You get top-notch mechanic work so good it comes with a 1-year warranty. They handle brakes, lube oil, and filters, and all your preventive maintenance. Wilson's Direct provides a free shuttle if you need a ride, or they'll even come pick your car up and drop it off at no charge. Because they know you're busy, and they want to make it convenient for you to get out of town. 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things.
Well, snap out of it!
There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here. at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome back to our high school game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA, also streaming online, Facebook, in the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. Brandon Tabman, Logan Bitterman with me. Brian Hurt back in studio tonight, part of the broadcast team as well. Well, might have to be a little quiet here, Logan. It is musical chairs coming out here at the half. And, you know, a fairly quick-moving first half we saw between these two teams. Nemaha Central right now with the four-point lead, 15-11. What's kind of the early assessment from what you saw in that first half?
Well, you talked about it. Nemaha Central still ranked in Class 3A, and Sabetha is only down by four right now. And Sabetha has lost a lot from last season. So that's pretty good if you're the Sabetha girls, you know, and especially when you're in Seneca on their home floor.
Yeah.
To be down by four at this point in this game, you still have a chance to walk away. Maybe upsetting, you know, I think you said they're number eight.
Yep, number eight.
Class 3A. But the thing that Smith is going to have to do, and it seems like it's always here, that always happens, it seems like down the in the end of the fourth quarter, they just kind of ran out of gas.
Yeah.
And Nemaha just starts pulling away more by more. But if you're Sabetha, the 2-3 zone, the last several years, it has really hurt teams and teams that can't get anything inside. But Nemaha Central, the thing that they've gotten figured out is, okay, well, we'll just, you know, force it to get inside. But then we'll just ride back out for three. Well, they don't really have three falling so far tonight. So if you're Nemaha Central, you got to try to keep working it back inside. And the fouls. You said it. The refs are doing, you know, you thought they did a fantastic job, which they did. I mean, four fouls to three fouls. You know, they're just letting them play tonight.
I just thought it was well even.
Yeah.
And it just makes the pace of the game so much better when it's just, in that aspect, called the way it was. But going back to that 2-3 zone that you mentioned by Sabetha, you could see at times what Nemaha Central was trying to do. They were trying to get Rethman at the free throw line in the elbow. They want to get a touch in the middle, and then they look for Holthaus inside. And we saw a couple good entry passes into Holthaus. She had a couple bunnies that she missed. I mean, she had 8 points, four rebounds to lead the way in the first half, but she also had a couple of missed shots underneath that she probably would have wanted back. But I think Sabetha is doing a great job and keeping themselves in this game. We'll see what teams make what adjustments going into the second half. But right now, you just kind of wipe the slate clean, and Sabetha's defense doing a great job. Came in one of the worst in the Big 7, allowing 44 points per game, but holding a very good team in Nemaha Central to just 15 in the first half, doing a great job there.
Yeah.
So let's get you some of the first half numbers. Again, very low scoring, so not many numbers to go through again as some students out here mid-court doing the musical chairs, and it's certainly providing some entertainment for the crowd. So if you're watching on the Sabetha channel right now, you can certainly get the updates on what's going on with the musical chairs.
You might have to call the musical chairs.
Step aside. Let me take a run at it. Exactly. Again, 15-11, Nemaha Central here at the half. Going through the numbers, we mentioned Addie Holthaus. A good first half for her, 8 points and four rebounds. And then the rest of the scoring, Ella Larkin had four, and Cassidy Rethman had three. Very spread out, and again, low scoring for Sabetha. They got 4 points off the bench from Jessica Gruber. That actually leads the way right now for the Jays. They got three from Jaden Dorn, and then two apiece from Mary Lukert and also Rachel Wurtenberger. You know, Emily Krebs, a 5'5 senior, a lot of experience. She's been held scoreless in the first half, averaging over 7 points per game coming in. But a low scoring affair, 15-11. Here at the half, Nemaha Central had 8 turnovers in the first half, but they out-rebounded Sabetha 15-5. Nemaha Central went 3 of 6 at the free throw line. Sabetha has yet to shoot a free throw. 15-11, Nemaha Central at the half. We'll come back and get you set for the second half in just a moment. You're listening to the High School Game of the Week here on KMZA. It's Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Back in a moment.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's home. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansas Land Radio. Halftime in the girls' game, 15-11, Nemaha Central. A few minutes here until the start of the third quarter. Brian Hertz back in studio on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air, doing an amazing job, by the way. Big B back there doing big work. Logan Bitterman with me as well. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in. So we got a little bit of extra time. They had the musical chairs here at the half. Very entertaining, I would say. Really got the fans riled up there towards the end. So, looked like a student from Nemaha Central, maybe?
I
should know that because he had a shirt that said Beat Sabetha on it. So, probably should have put two and two together there. But, no, very entertaining. We got a couple minutes here. We'll get to kind of the adjustments. Yeah, exactly. We'll get to, of course, here, start of the second half in just a bit. But, real quick, of course, the second game of our doubleheader coming up, the boys' game. This is a very important game early on. When you look up at the Big 7 league standings right now, you have a Blue Jays team that's undefeated. They've really been dominant this year under Scott Berger. Of course, he's been the head coach for a long time.
Yeah.
They're coming off a near 30-point win against Jeff West. They held Riverside to just 18 points. They've already got a road win at Holton as well. So it's been a very impressive start for the Blue Jays, 5-0. And then this Nemaha Central team, 4-1, right back one game in the loss column. Their one loss right before the break. You heard it on KMZA as well, to a Royal Valley team that's undefeated right now and number 5 in Class 3A. So this is obviously a very good team, two very good teams, and I expect some fireworks and a pretty darn good game coming up in our second contest.
Yeah, Brandon. And what's strange is you look at, mostly for Sabetha, obviously we know what Nemaha Central is. You know, last season they were a really great team on the guys' side as well. They are this season again. Obviously, both Beck boys are back, Curtis and Marcus. But as far as the Sabetha boys, you look at the team, pretty much everybody that's at least starting and that's going to play played last season on the varsity level, and they only had 3 wins last season. Right now they're undefeated, and you look at a couple of their wins, they beat 2 teams that were ranked. Wamego and Holton in Class 4A beat both of them. Obviously, Holton was on their on the home floor of the Wildcats. If Sabetha wins this game tonight, obviously this is a very important game, but if the Sabetha boys win tonight and Royal Valley wins, think about Friday night. Royal Valley comes to town and plays Sabetha.
Yep.
That game could be a really, really big game. And I think it's going to be these two teams or Royal Valley for the Big 7 League on the boys' side.
Yeah, Royal Valley, Sabetha here. Obviously, this is a real good test for Sabetha here tonight.
Yeah.
Nemaha Central, even though they did, you know, have that loss to Royal Valley, but again, Royal Valley's a state title-type caliber team. They got another player that they were waiting on. I'm spacing on his name right now,
Noxus Wawasik.
Very good last year.
And
they get him back.
They went to state last year. They lost their first round to Rock Creek, who was a really great team. So, I mean, they have everybody back.
Yeah. No, we had a lot of fun calling that game right before the break, Nemaha Central at Royal Valley. Obviously, what I love about this league, everyone plays each other twice. So, obviously, we'll get another Nemaha Central-Royal Valley matchup. Yeah, and you said it. If Sabetha wins tonight, obviously they move to 6-0. Royal Valley takes care of business as well. battle of 6-0s, and the top spot could be on the line in the Big 7.
And also think about Substate. All three of those teams are at the same Substate as well.
Wow.
And that's in Silver Lake this season. So,
and all three state caliber type teams.
You have a really great third matchup between any of these three teams.
It's going to be a lot of fun in our second game of the doubleheader. Thanks for tuning in. We're back to it. Second half of the girls' game is underway. Nemaha Central now going from left to right. They lead it 15-11, low-scoring affair. And here's a three from the right corner. That one is no good. Battle for the rebound underneath, and we get another jump ball. Saw quite a few of those in the first half. Possession arrow gives it back to Sabetha. Just 12 minutes into this third quarter. I should say 12 seconds into this third quarter. Four-point lead for Nemaha Central. Continuing the man-to-man defense. Lukert wants to drive baseline. Somehow splits Larkin and Holthaus to lay it in, and Lukert now has 4 points, and the lead is cut to 15-13, just over 30 seconds into the third. Nemaha Central, 8 turnovers in the first half. It's Mackenzie Henry, and of course, we talked about it at halftime, the 2-3 zone by Sabetha. They're sticking to it. Nemaha Central, not a good three-point shooting team, just 26% from downtown coming into tonight's game, so Sabetha knows that. They want to make them work from the outside. Nice ball fake by Larkin. Steps to the short corner. Now kicks it back out. Top of the key to Henry. Now Holthaus on the right wing. Wants to skip it left wing to Ganstrom. Looking for Larkin at the free throw line. Had it tapped away and stolen. So Sabetha comes away with a steal. Chance to tie or take the lead. Beautiful pass inside. Layup good, and we're tied. Basket by Scobie. That's her first bucket. 15-15. A 4-0 start here for Sabetha in the third quarter. Go ahead.
And the thing is, Sabetha, we're seeing it so far. Defensively, you got to stop him in the fast break.
Holthaus again, missing one at the rim. Scobie with the rebound. Now Sabetha, chance to take the lead. Thunder led by as many as 6, but that's about it. This game's been close from the jump. We're tied at 15. Minute 45 into this third quarter. Thunder continue man-to-man defense. There's Krebs inside. Beautiful pass, but a missed shot by Scobie and a rebound by Rethman, and here comes Nemaha Central from left to right trying to take the lead, or regain the lead, tied at 15, 2 minutes into this third quarter. Again, good pace, fast moving. Seems like a ball game right now that's going to certainly come down to the final few possessions the way this one's kind of played out through two-plus quarters. So that's a stand in the zone. They get it to Henry, and then she lost the handle and taken away. Another turnover, back-to-back turnovers by the Thunder. Sabetha's zone defense causing some issues here for the Thunder early in the third. So another opportunity for the Jays to take the lead. Tied at 15, 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Here's Scobie, head of steam drive, drawing the foul on the drive. Let's see if it's on the floor. I think it is a shooting foul. Ella Larkin picks up the foul, her first, and the first on either team here in the second half. So Scobie will go to the line to shoot. Pair of free throws. First one rattles in, and Sabetha has taken the lead 16-15.
And correct me, Brandon, I think this is the second time Sabetha's had the lead in this game. They led 2-0.
Yeah. So they led early. It's been about Nemaha Central the rest of the way, but Sabetha has not gone anywhere. Scobie goes 1-for-2, and it's a 1-point Sabetha lead 16-15, and there is another turnover. Here's Lukert wants to take it coast to coast, and she'll lay it in with finesse. With the left hand, and Lukert now with 6, and a 3-point Sabetha lead at 18-15. Not quite 3 minutes into this third quarter. So we've seen the intensity pick up by the Jays here early on in the third. Thunder a little laxed here to get things going. And they've struggled here with this zone defense. They've certainly had their problems. Now Rethman working around in the middle of that zone. They want to get it to her inside. Good defense, though, in the interior by Sabetha as well. Ganstrom wants to skip it left side to Henry. Now they get it to Holthaus, short corner. Steps in for a shot, and she draws the foul. So Addie Holthaus going to the line. Leave the fouls on Wurtenberger. And it is. That is number 2 on Rachel Wurtenberger, and that'll put Addie Holthaus to the free throw line to shoot 2. We get a whistle and a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Brandon Tadman, Brian Hurt, Logan Bitterman with you. Thanks for tuning in on KMZA, also the Sabetha channel. Streaming live on Facebook, linked up online at MSCSports.net. So right out the gate. First few minutes here in the third, Sabetha has the upper hand.
Yeah, it looks like Sabetha has flipped a switch since halftime. And Coach Nate Bauman, Brandon, you might not know him, obviously. This is your first year really getting the called game. But Nate Bauman took over from Alex Maxey. Alex Maxey was a fantastic coach. He always had his teams motivated, and when they weren't playing very well to start a game or a half, he immediately took a timeout, and he'd rip them. I mean, he'd rip them around the sideline. I'll never forget Jeff West. I mean, it was dead silent. He's just screaming. You can hear word for word what he's saying, and Nate Bauman took over from him. Obviously, Nate's not as intense, but, you know, he has that knowledge that Maxey gave him, you know, and that's what helps Betha.
Well, Nemaha Central certainly with an all-league caliber player, and Addie Holthaus says out of the timeout, she steps to the line and knocks in the first free throw. She's got 9 lead all scores, go along with 4 rebounds. Second is on the way. Second is good as well. She's a 50% free throw shooter. She goes 100% there, and it's now 10 points of the 17 for Nemaha Central for Addie Holthaus. 18-17, Sabetha by 1 with the basketball. Here's a step back 3. That one by Lukert. That one is no good. Battle for the rebound. You got 4 sets of hands in there, 2 by each team trying to rip it away. And the jump ball giving it back to Nemaha Central. So an opportunity missed there by the Jays. They lead it by 1, 18-17. Now Logan here. They extend the defense out a little bit into some full court pressure. Thunder do a great job, though, beating that pressure. They set it up here in the half court. Ganstrom, top of the key, directing traffic with a right-handed dribble. Left side to Larkin. There's Rethman at the elbow. She turns. She's quickly doubled. They swarm once they get it inside. But here's a look from 3. That one is off by Lorcher. And the defensive rebound is gathered by Lukert. So here's Lukert wants to run it up the floor herself after pulling down the defensive rebound. 3:50 to go, third quarter, 18-17. Sabetha by 1. Lukert back in the right corner for 3. Yes. Mary Lukert with 9 points to lead Sabetha, and the largest lead for the Jays here tonight. It's 4, 21-17. Sabetha off to a great start here in the third quarter.
Yeah, and everything for Sabetha, everything they want to do is through Mary Lukert or Emily Krebs. Those two have played a lot of varsity over the last year or two. Mary Lukert's your best three-point shooter on your team, obviously, and Emily Krebs is really great at facilitating the offense and telling the girls where they need to be and getting everybody set up.
Larkin got called there for a carry, trying to make a move inside, so another turnover by Nemaha Central. Sabetha getting it back with the 4-point lead. You mentioned Lukert, how good she is. She's only a junior. She's one of the best in the Big 7, 5th in points per game. There's a missed jump shot. Addie Holthaus grabbing that rebound, her 5th. 21-17, Nemaha Central down 4 on their home floor. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third. There's a pass inside looking for Larkin, tipped away and taken by Lukert. So now 5 turnovers already here in the quarter by Nemaha Central. They trail by 4, 21-17. We got 2:43 left here in this third quarter. There's a quick fire 3 that's off by Krebs and a backside rebound for Holthaus. Here's Larkin, wants to take it inside, lost the handle, and coming up with it once again is Lukert. Now 6 turnovers here in the quarter for Nemaha Central. They want to go inside. Beautiful feed and a foul drawn, and Scobie is back to the line to shoot 2. 2:21 left in this third. They get the foul on Rethman. That is her first, second team foul on the Thunder here in the half. So Scobie, 3 points, 1 of 2 at the line. She's got a couple of rebounds, and her first is up and in. All 4 of her points here in the third quarter. A couple subs into the game. Henry is back in. Also Marley Lutz into the game as well for the Thunder. Now 22-17. Sabetha's lead is 5. And in and out on the second. No good there by Scobie. Now 2 of 4 at the line for her tonight. And the lead is 5. 22-17. 2:15 to go here in the third. Quick moving first contest here tonight. Low scoring, but Sabetha has certainly looked a little more patient and has executed much better here in the first 6 minutes of the second half. Here's Lorcher for 3. That one is no good. And tipped into the corner, and chasing it down is Henry. And trying to keep the possession alive, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. It was a near backcourt violation, but Ganstrom ran it down. And Krebs picks up the foul, her first, and Sabetha's second team foul here in the half. So good job there by Henry to keep the possession alive, and they get a foul drawn on Sabetha. 22-17, the lead is 5. Henry to Ganstrom, top of the key. They get it to Holthouse in the left corner. Thought about a three, puts it on the dribble, drives baseline, gets to the rim, and missing the shot, but gets her own rebound and sticks it back up and in. Second chance opportunity there for Holthouse. 8 Sabetha Pay, 22-19. Sabetha by 3. And a quick entry pass inside from Lukerts to Gruber. And Gruber draws the foul and will go to the free throw line. Lorcher picks up the foul. Her first, team foul number 3. Gruber actually led the Jays in the first half with 4 off the bench. So good quality minutes for a 5'9 junior. First free throw is up, left it short. Lexi Hayden is back into the game, replacing Dorn for Sabetha. We got 1:23 left here in the third. It's a 3-point Sabetha lead, 22-19. Trying to make it 4 is Gruber. She misses that one as well, and Marley loots the rebound for Nemaha Central. They want to push. They get the Holthouse at the elbow, and she's doubled, and she gets knocked to the floor, and the foul is called. Scobie picks up her second. Rachel Wurtenberger is going to check back in for Scobie, just picking up her second foul. A minute 16 left here in the third, 22-19. It's Sabetha by 3. They want it to Lutz on the block. Now they get it off to Henry, coming back out to the top of the key to reset. So it's Ganstrom, Lorcher, Henry, and also Holthouse, of course. And Lutz inside as well, the 5, and they go right into Holthouse, turns around and splashing one from about 5 feet, nothing but net. Now Holthouse is going off. She's got 6 here in the third, 14 in the game, and it's back to a 1-point game, 22-21 with 50 seconds to go here in the third. Sabetha here in the left corner, going to get a timeout. Near turnover, it's a 30, so we'll keep it right here, 42.5 seconds to go. In the third quarter, 22-21. Of course, you're tuned in to 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Brandon Tamman alongside Logan Bitterman, Brian Hurt back in at studio. Well, we saw Sabetha come out first portions of the third quarter, kind of put a little bit of acceleration on it, gathered up a 6-point lead, but we've seen Addie Holthouse back-to-back buckets, bringing Nemaha Central right back, and right back to where we've been, close game.
Yeah, and obviously we talked about it before the game, you know, about how it's a big rivalry, and it always is. When these two teams match up, they're always great games. You know, we keep mentioning it all the time. But you saw it, Sabetha, you know, in the first half of the team, all kind of started going on a little bit of a run. Sabetha kept it close, made it 4 points at halftime. Sabetha starts going on a little bit of a run. Now it's a 1-point game again. So who knows how this game's going to end.
Sabetha with the ball out of the timeout. Final 40 seconds here in the third. It's Krebs with it. Signals the play call, gets a high ball screen, nice drive, kick to the corner. It's a 3 by Lukert, and she knocked it down. Beautiful play call out of the timeout. Lukert, beautifully done by the pass from Krebs. 25-21 the score, Sabetha back in front by 4, 17 seconds to go. So now Henry wants to bark out the signals. Sabetha staying in that zone. Henry wants a high ball screen from Lutz. She'll step to the free throw line. Her shot is short. And a rebound and then falling is Lukert. And then it's chased down by Lutz in the corner. And no shot is up in time. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Sabetha had a shot maybe. They had about 4 or 5 seconds, but they lost track of it. And it's picked back up by Nemaha Central. But we got a good one here through 3 quarters in the girls' contest. It's the Euro team, Sabetha Jays, 25, Nemaha Central, 21. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
After living through another year in a pandemic, there's a real need to take a compassionate look at self-development and our mental health in 2022. We are proud to offer mental health therapy services here at home. Kaylee Patton-Dieters provides individual, couple, and family therapy. If you're struggling with your mental health, we are here to provide you support and help you find the tools to improve your mental health and increase your resiliency. Contact your primary care physician today at 785-336-6107 for a referral. The Omaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
All right, fourth quarter, final 8 minutes in our girls' game. It's a four-point affair, 25-21. There's a free-throw line jump shot that's missed by a Wurtenberger. And now the Thunder get their first possession here of the fourth quarter, down four. Sabetha scored just 11 points in the first half. They score 14 in the third quarter to take the lead. Here's Henry from three, left it a little bit long, came back towards her way and gathered up by Krebs. 5'5 senior Krebs is yet to score tonight, averaging 7 points per game. Beautiful entry pass inside, and the foul called. And it's Gruber back to the free throw line to shoot two. 7:21 left in the ball game, 25-21. Sabetha on the road, trying to spring an upset. The foul was on Holthaus, her second. Gruber's free throw, nearly banked it in, no good. She's got 4 points tonight all in the first half, but she's 0-for-3 at the line here in the second half. And in close games, know how important the free throw shooting can be. When you get the opportunity, you certainly want to cash in. Sabetha, though, just a 47% free throw shooting team. And Gruber goes 0-for-2 in the rebound for Larkin. Certainly missed opportunity there. Kind of gather and gain a little bit more on that lead. There's a wild shot early in the possession, but an offensive rebound, though, by Larkin keeps it alive, and they'll reset with Henry up top. So finally they get it to Rethman at the elbow, and her shot is might have been partially deflected, but it comes back out to the top of the key, and Ganstrom resets, so a third opportunity here. Nemaha Central on this possession. Henry left side to Larkin. They want to go inside to Holthaus. They want to double. They quickly get it out of her hands. Now Ganstrom, a right wing three. This one goes over the backboard and out of play. And Sabetha gets it back, leading 25-21, 6:43 left in the ballgame.
Yeah, that 3 point there by Ganstrom might have been partially tipped.
Goes over the back. Ganstrom, a near 30% 3 point shooter. One of the better shooters from outside for the Thunder this season. Couldn't get that one to fall. Now the Jays' chance to build on the lead. There's a drive from the baseline left, and a floater is good by Lukert, who now has 14 points in the game, and the lead is 6. Rethman inside, her shot no good. Larkin trying to get the rebound out of bounds. It'll stay with Nemaha Central. So good job by Nemaha Central keeping the possession on their end here, but they are now down 6 with 6:19 to go. Pulls down to Henry in the corner. Out of the inbounds play, has seen enough. She'll dribble out to the top of the key and reset. Rethman, too high on the pass inside, and a steal for Sabetha. Thunder have had their struggles here in the second half with this zone defense. Running a high ball screen, lost off the foot by Krebs, and then ripped away by Gruber, and Sabetha's going to get a timeout. Good job by Nate Bowman. Get that timeout called, so Sabetha will keep it. The full timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 5:54 left in this ball game. 27-21. Sabetha by 6.
I'm back.
As we mentioned to start the fourth, Sabetha only scored 11 points in the first half. They nail a couple threes in the third, score 14 points, outscored Nemaha Central by 8, and they've kind of kept this lead and have kept this momentum in the second half.
Yeah, and what's not helping Nemaha Central's case is we've seen them settle, if you will, for quite a few amount of threes, and they're not hitting them. You know, but they're getting everything inside. And obviously, right now, they're not hitting their shots inside. But, I mean, if you keep getting in there and maybe you start getting some fouls, you know, you make it so Sabetha has to kind of play a little bit more lenient defensively because you don't want to put Nemaha on the free throw line. But as far as Nemaha Central's defense, they're doing what they need to do to try to stop Sabetha, but Sabetha's just finding the gaps. And Sabetha's, obviously, it's the leadership there. And you can see it in Krebs and Lukert.
And, of course, outside of Krebs and Lukert, a lot of these other players who are whether they're not seniors, either juniors or sophomores, certainly getting some quality minutes and good reps, and obviously building for the next year or two. You know, after a team that went all the way to a state title game and nearly had a chance to win it, you know, a little bit slower of a start, but a lot of production lost from this Jays team a year ago, and they're certainly battling here tonight. A six-point lead with under 5:50 to go, 27-21. They have the basketball. Thunder coming off a win against Royal Valley before the break. Sabetha lost to Jeff West. There's a whistle and a foul. I think they're going to get Holthaus here with the body on the drive there by Lukerts. So Holthaus now with three. Team foul number five against Nemaha Central. Quick sub, Jaden Dorn back into the game for Sabetha. Right now it's Mary Lukert for Sabetha with 14. Addie Holthaus, Nemaha Central with 14. They've been the two hot hands, particularly Lukert here in the second half, because she's got 12 of her 14 here in the second half. So that's been a big difference as well. And there's a drive inside and a missed layup there by Lukert, and a rebound for Nemaha Central. Here's Mackenzie Henry, left side on the wing, wants a ball screen from Rethman, not much with it, gets it off to Larkin, right wing. Quickly inside, a whistle and a foul. Stops the clock at 5:11. They call this one on Gruber, and it's her first. Team foul number four on Sabetha. 27-21, Sabetha by six here on the road, just over 5 minutes to go in the game. Gantstrom, they leave her open for three, left it short. And a good box out and rebound there by Scobie. Get the possession back to Sabetha. Scobie's played some nice minutes. We mentioned Gruber off the bench as well. Whistle and a drive and a foul. And this might be the fourth foul on Addie Holthaus. And it is. So now four fouls on Nemaha Central's best player with still 5 minutes to go in this game. 4:58 to be exact. So now Madison Lorcher has to check in. We'll see how long Haddon Hilchin wants to keep Holthaus on the bench with the four fouls. See how the flow of the game, but a real opportunity here for Sabetha to take advantage. That's got to be a charge, and we're going to get that call. So Gruber drives in, picks up the charge. That's her second foul, another turnover. So a good job to step in front, take the brunt of it. Nemaha Central getting it back down six, 4:50 to go as mentioned, and there's a lazy pass by Gantstrom. It's picked off by Krebs. Krebs, head of steam, and draws the foul on Gantstrom. It's a blocking foul. That is her first foul. So now an opportunity here for Emily Krebs at the line. She has yet to score in tonight's game, averaging just under 8 points per game. Top 12 in the Big 7. She leads the Big 7 in assists per game. So certainly a distributor there. An opportunity here with Addie Holthaus on the bench. And now Sabetha in the bonus the rest of the game. Free throws could be a big factor for Sabetha to pull this one off. And Krebs knocks in the first, although this was a two-shot foul. Sabetha now by 7. Make it 8. First two for Krebs, big here in the fourth quarter, lead extended 29-21, Sabetha, 4:42 and counting in this fourth quarter. Gut check time for Nemaha Central, see if they can spurt up a run here in the final few minutes to get back into it. Again, the defense by Sabetha, the 2-3, has been a problem really all night. Thunder have had their issues staying consistent and getting good buckets. Gantstrom, a baseline drive, works into a double team, now spins away from it, finds Henry, top of the key for three, left it short. Battle for the rebound, chased out on the high right wing, and we get a whistle and a jump ball. Possession keeps it with Nemaha Central. So almost to the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. 4:12 left. 29-21 our score. Nemaha Central down 8. Nemaha Central 3-2 overall, 2-1 in league play. Sabetha came in 1-4 and 1-2. Rethman a wild shot inside. That one's no good, but who's right there to get the rebound and stick it back up and in? It's Ella Larkin. Big play by the 5'8 junior. Larkin, an and-one opportunity. And she's now got 8 rebounds in the game and a chance for a 3-point play, and much needed as Logan will see now Addie Holthaus check back into the game with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, and I believe she has 4 fouls, Brandon, so here's Sabetha, and she stays in. Maybe try to work towards going at her offensively.
Yeah, certainly want to try to take advantage. But at this point, for as bad as Nemaha Central has struggled offensively, outside of Holthaus, I know the feeling from Haddon Hilchin. They just need her on the floor, and she's just got to be disciplined, and she nearly got her 5th foul going over the back. She put her hand over the top of Scobie, and she really could have put herself back on the bench with her 5th foul, but fortunate for her, they did not make the call. But Sabetha gets it back with a 6-point lead. Nemaha Central, some pressure in the full court, and now we get a whistle and a blocking foul. Lukert went in with speed and knocked over Lorcher and Larkin. So it's on the floor, but it's a 1-1 scenario here for Mary Lukert, who's been sensational here in the second half with 14 points, 12 of those 14 in the second half. First free throw up and good. Her first opportunity at the line. She's got 15 to lead all scores. She is now 6 of 9 at the free throw line. Still a young season, only 5-6 games in, and second one is missed, and a rebound for Holthaus. 30-23, Sabetha by 7 with 3:40 to go. They want to go inside, and Holthaus, that was Larkin, put it over the backboard, no good. A rebound for Lukert, and they're going to kind of slow down the pace here with a 7-point lead, and we're under 3.5 to go. Gannstrom guarding Krebs. Beautiful pass inside, and a shot is up and in for Rachel Wartenberger. Another assist there by Krebs, and now we get it up the floor quickly. Layup good, and one for Ella Larkin again. So a big bucket there for Nemaha Central. They get that one back quick and a chance for three. Krebs picks up her 2nd foul. The 7th team foul. So the rest of the way, both teams in the bonus. And Larkin knocks in a crucial free throw. She's got 9 points, a near double-double, and we get a whistle and a timeout. Coming down the home stretch, 3:12 to go. It's Nemaha Central trailing Sabetha 32-26. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Coming down the home stretch, final few minutes in our first of two. The girls' contest. Sabetha trying to pull out the win on the road here at Nemaha Central. They lead 32-26. Just over 3 minutes to go. 3 and change left. 3:12 to be exact. Out of the timeout, Sabetha with the basketball, but Nemaha Central going to show some pressure here in the full court. Get it into Lukert. Guarded by Gannstrom. Gannstrom going to draw the foul. Gannstrom riding the hip of Lukert across the timeline, and that's going to put Luker to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Stops the clock at 3:05. Big free throws down the stretch. 15 for Luker tonight. 1-2 at the line. Now 2 for 3. She'll get the bonus. And she's got 16 points to lead all scores. Luker over 12 points per game entering tonight. 5th in the Big 7. She's a perfect 2 for 2. On that trip, she's now got 17. Addison Lorcher back into the game, replacing Ellie Ruski. Just saw a quick minute for Nemaha Central. 34-26. It's an 8-point Sabetha lead with 3 minutes to go. The Thunder have one more push in them. Sabetha's really controlled the pace here in the second half. Get it into Holthaus. Her shot, no good. Boy, she has missed multiple bunnies inside. Krebs with the rebound. She'll walk it across the timeline. So final 2:42. Now, if you're Nemaha Central, you really want to pick things up here. At least force Sabetha to do something. We get it to Torn in the right corner. She dribbles out to the top of the key, guarded by Henry. Waiting for the foul, and there it is. A lot of hand-checking there. They'll get the foul here on Madison Lorcher. That's her second team foul. Number 9, or now number 10. So now it's the double bonus the rest of the way for Sabetha. So Krebs to the line to shoot two. Can get this to a 10-point lead. First is up, and the first is good. So Krebs, all three of her points tonight in the fourth quarter, all from the line. She's 3 for 3. She'll have a second. And that one is too strong, and then a rebound is ripped away, and then finally taken away by Nemaha Central. Here's Ella Larkin, head of steam drive into the left corner. Gets the top of the key to Henry. 35-26, 9-point lead. Holthaus for two, left that one short, and a rebound for Wurtenberger. Now off to Krebs. She'll slow up the pace. Down to the final 2:03. 35-26. Sabetha trying to win it on the road. First of two matchups between these two teams. Nice crossover there by Luker. Beautiful pass inside, and the layup's good. Krebs to Gruber, and Gruber's got six off the bench, and the lead is 11, 37-26. Larkin nearly turns it over in the corner. Skips it to Lorcher. Right side, it's Gamstrom for three. Left it, that one is too long, and then a battle for the rebound ripped away by Holthaus, and we get a jump ball underneath, and it goes back to Sabetha. Scobie into the game. Also, Ellie Ruski checks back in for Nemaha Central, replacing Lorcher. So Logan, we're down to 94 seconds left, and Sabetha with the ball, sitting with an 11-point advantage, 37-26. They have played sensational here in the second half, and I think we got a whistle and a double dribble. We heard it over here. Nate Bowman was wanting a timeout. Yeah. Unfortunate they got it back via the turnover, a double dribble call against Nemaha Central. So Sabetha will throw it back in. They get it off to Lukert. Guarded by Aruski. Lukert near side, down the floor and across the timeline. Aruski Gardner heavily. Hands it off here to Krebs. Down to a minute 18 to go. Sabetha by 11. It's by Gamstrom into the left corner here with Lukert. Curls around the arc from left and stops top of the key. Just inside the midcourt stripe. Now dribbles all the way to the corner. Tipped out of bounds. And I think we're going to get a timeout from Sabetha. Or maybe he changed his mind. Nate Bowman. Yes or no? Looks like it's a no. So no timeout for Sabetha.
I don't believe Sabetha had possession when he called it, which is why they didn't award him it.
They get it now, so they're going to keep it down to a minute left in this game, and then there's the whistle and a foul. They get Gamstrom with the foul. That's her second. Correction, that's her third. And now Sabetha 61 seconds away from winning this game. They're up 37-26. And it's Krebs at the line, and she knocks in the free throw. She's got four, and she's 4-5 at the line. 38-26. So we just saw Sabetha just kind of wear Nemaha Central down here in the second half. They've ramped it up defensively, made a couple of clutch threes in the third quarter, kind of extend that lead out, and they've really just been able to hold it true the rest of the way. As a pure free throw in by Krebs. As Gruber comes back in, and the lead is 13 with a minute to go. 39-26 Sabetha. They have really dominated the second half. This would be a big win for Sabetha to start the 22 portion of the schedule. Just 1-4 prior to the break, and coming out and beating a ranked team here tonight. As that one's tipped inside, and a steal for Sabetha, and then we get a whistle and a foul by Ella Larkin. So Larkin will pick up the foul, stops the clock at 45 seconds to go. So Jaden Dorn will go to the free throw line. She hits a three-pointer in the first half, but has been quiet since. And she's off on the first free throw, no good. And this game's pretty much sealed up, 39-26, with just 45 seconds to go. Dorn will try to go one for two, and she rattles in the second. She's got four. Rachel Wurtenberger checks back in, replacing Gruber. Again, he's provided some nice minutes here tonight with 6 points off the bench. So the final 44 seconds, it's 40-26 now, so Sabetha in control. Here is Mackenzie Henry, wants to work it inside, takes it all the way, and lays it in. The first bucket tonight for Mackenzie Henry makes it 40-28 with 30 seconds to go. Mary Lukert gets it back to Emily Krebs, top of the key, and might be able to hold this one out the rest of the way. Not sure if we'll get another foul. Lukert gets it back out to Scobie, gets it back out to Krebs. Final 14 seconds. I think Nemaha Central's good at just letting this one run off. What a win tonight for Sabetha here on the road, and the first of our doubleheader. And the Blue Jays are going to get their second win of the season as they knock off their rival in the first meeting this season. Sabetha 40, Nemaha Central 28. Our postgame is coming up next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Postgame next here on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
.1 FM KMZA.
All right, Brandon Tamman, Logan Bitterman, Brian Hurt with you. Girls game in the books, and Logan, what a win tonight for Sabetha here on the road, 40-28. They outscored Nemaha Central 29-13 in the second half. We certainly talked adjustments at halftime. Seemed like Sabetha made the right adjustments and certainly put it all together in the final two quarters.
Yeah, Brandon. Obviously, we talked about it. We mentioned it many times throughout that game. You know about how big of a rivalry it is. Both teams are a little down this year compared to what they usually are, you know, over the last couple of seasons, especially compared to last year. Both teams were well deserving to go to the state tournament. Obviously, only one of them could go. Sabetha was the team that got the win in the crucial spot last season out of the three games. But, you know, we saw a really great game. First half, it was a 4-point lead for Nemaha Central. You know, in Nemaha Central, they're ranked number 8 in Class 3A coming into this one. Sabetha only got one win. It's over Riverside. I mean, you look up there. We can both see it. Riverside's the second to last on the girls' side in the league standing. So Sabetha, they're third to last. So Nemaha Central's like, okay, well, we're probably going to kind of waltz in here and not expect much out of them. No, Sabetha, they made it 4 points. Nemaha Central's like, okay, maybe they're a little bit tougher than we thought. And then Nemaha Central is like, whoa, where did this team come from, you know, type of thing. Sabetha, they're going to get their second win on the year, but they played tough. They, you know, the leadership between Luker and Krebs leading the girls, showing them the way to do it. Obviously, we're going to get to see him again. It will be in Sebastopol the next time they match up. And what a huge game that one could be. Obviously, Mount Temple's not going to forget this one. Neither is Sebastopol. They're going to want to try to build on that. And only between this one and they play again, but the Sebastopol girls, they're going to want to build and try to start winning every single game and get back to form.
Yeah, I think a couple of big keys in this game for Nemaha Central. One, their inability to adjust to the zone defense by Sebastopol. They stuck with it the whole game. And we saw a lot of early possessions and early shots in possessions by Nemaha Central, especially in the second half. Seemed like they were rushing a little bit, not really trying to work it in and out. And you could tell the intensity level was a little more ramped up. And obviously the play of Mary Lukert in the second half, she had 15 of her 17 in the second half, really the game changer for Sebastopol. And mentioning they outscored Nemaha Central 29-13 in the second half to cruise to the win, 40-28. Let's get you the final numbers in this game before we transition to the boys' contest here tonight. We mentioned for Sebastopol their second win of the year, now 2-4 overall, but get to 2-2 in Big 7 league play. We mentioned Mary Lukert, 17 points, 15 in